Daydreaming was once considered a waste of time. Psychologists regarded it as evidence of maladjustment, an attempt to escape from reality. They warned that habitual daydreaming could reduce a person's effectiveness in real life and hamper his ability to cope with problems. Even the more indulgent psychologists considered daydreaming a childish habit, which caused students to get bad grades and adults to fail at their jobs. Recent research on daydreaming, however, indicates that it is an intrinsic part of daily life. Daydreaming, it has been discovered, is an effective means of relaxation. But the beneficial effects of daydreaming go beyond that. Experiments conducted by Dr. Joan T. Freiberg, a New York City psychotherapist, showed that daydreaming significantly helps intellectual growth, powers of concentration, attention span, and the ability to communicate with others. Dr. Freiberg also discovered that those of her patients who easily engaged in fantasy making usually responded more quickly to treatment. An electronics executive daydreams a few minutes every day. He says that it has added considerably to his mental energy. He reports that after a brief period of daydreaming, he feels more vigorous and zestful, and is better able to handle sudden pressures and crises. Others who daydream regularly have reported that they emerge from the vacation of daydreaming not only relaxed, but more optimistic, enthusiastic, and purposeful. Some even claim a feeling of lightness in their bodies. Senses, too, are heightened. Colors seem brighter, and objects seem to take on greater depth. Daydreaming improves a person's ability to solve everyday problems. Contrary to popular belief, conscious effort at solving a problem can be an inefficient approach. Initial effort is necessary when we face a problem, but it has been discovered that an effective solution frequently occurs when conscious efforts have been suspended. Inability to let go and daydream often makes it harder to find a solution. Many famous scientists and inventors have performed best in relaxed moments of daydreaming. Sir Isaac Newton solved many of his toughest problems when his attention was diverted by private musings and fantasies. Thomas Edison also knew the value of half-waking states, and whenever confronted with a seemingly insurmountable obstacle that defied all his efforts, he would stretch out on the couch in his workshop, brought there for just this reason, and let fantasies flood his mind. Daydreaming need not be the pursuit of the impossible. For many people, it is a way of making reality more meaningful. Daydreaming helps them to find out who they are, why they are doing what they are doing, and what they really want to do. They use daydreaming for considering alternatives and discovering fresh directions. To get the best results, you should picture yourself as you want to be. The important thing is that you picture your desired objectives as if you have already attained them. Go over the details of these pleasant fantasy pictures several times. This will impress them upon your memory, and these memory traces will soon start influencing your everyday behavior.